September the 9th, that's when kids will be cracking open their textbooks for a new school year. The province is less than a month away, and parents and teachers are raising concerns over scant details in a back-to-school plan. Now, Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Janice Fitzgerald, said on Wednesday's COVID-19 briefing yesterday that managing the pandemic is about weighing the potential risks and harms against the benefits of the province's actions, particularly harms posed to children by an ongoing absence from school. Now, the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association is also wondering what the plan to return will be like. Dean Ingram is the president of the NLTA, and he joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, Dean.
And good morning to you and your audience.
Now, it's less than 4 weeks until students are back in their seats. What are your top concerns right now?
Well, we've got a number of concerns. A lot of them revolve around what we see as some glaring inconsistencies between the standards that we've seen the public health authorities, Dr. Fitzgerald, Minister Hagee, and others indicate are needed for our general public venues and safety standards there, and what we see in our school system. We keep hearing the mantra of people, space, time, and place. And when I hear Dr. Fitzgerald make comments, and the appropriate ones, that we need to keep children in smaller groups, we question, is there going to be a move towards smaller class size numbers? When we hear the concept that we know that schools, or anyone for public venues, in response to a question yesterday regarding movie theaters, that we're not supposed to have large groups in small rooms for a long period of time with poor ventilation, in essence, that's describing our classrooms as they currently exist. We know that health and safety measures, the inconsistency, we have concerns that will there be adequate PPE provided for those in need? What will be the standard regarding masks and provision? We know that one of the things Dr. Fitzgerald referenced yesterday in the media briefing was the importance of having adequate screening measures. What administrative supports are in place to actually make those screening measures appropriate, effective? That's where things are. What we see, in essence, is a plan where it seems to be the plan is planning for the best situation and hoping for that same situation. But we know the school system is fragile, and it needs to be responsive. There's been a good job done in keeping things down, and the province is in a good place. But the challenge becomes that because of the fragile nature of what we have in front of us, it's so important to be measures put in place that we stay in that place. And those are concerns that we have.
So, Dean, how concerned are you that there isn't a finalized plan?
Well, one thing that was referenced yesterday is that it's important to get the plan right, and I'd certainly support that. I think most people would. The most important thing is to have the right plan. But there does come a point in time where those that will be charged with implementing the plan, acting on the plan, will have to make plans around that exact thing, implementation. We need to have this plan developed, the right one, I might add, and released in a timely manner so that we can actually make the responses to our school system that exists. Now, my understanding, the plan, when it comes out, will be dynamic. There will be opportunity for feedback. There will be opportunity for modifications as need be, but it's important to move forward with the right plan. But at the same breath, those that are charged with implementing the plan, our province's educators, our teachers, our school administrators, and those that work in the school system, must be given enough time to get their heads around what's needed to effectively implement that same plan.
So how are you working with the district on creating regulations for September?
Well, we've been engaged with the district certainly since government announced early July the return to school plan. Our SICs, our special interest councils, and their leadership groups have met with district staff and our staff. Our association staff is engaged. Mr. Stack did engage and meet with our provincial executive. And we know that school administrators are provided the opportunity to provide feedback on the draft plan. As I mentioned, I'm glad to, certainly I'm under the impression that the draft plan, when put forward, will be a dynamic one, one that is self-sponsored, and that's important. But I have to say that I'm hopeful that all this feedback that's been given by a number of sources, by our staff and our members, will find its way into the final plan. Now, we have to recognize that the school districts, both the English and French, there's limitations on what they will accomplish, and those limits are placed around the parameters and resources set out by government. The district will only be able to implement the measures that government's resources, government parameters allow to happen.
Now, Dean, there's a lot of talk here about plans, but what is actually happening right now in the schools? Are you separating desks? Are you coming up with some sort of method to keep students apart?
Well, these are a big question. We haven't seen the final plan yet, so it's difficult to say exactly what schools will be looked specifically. We think what I would suggest is that what's needed in our school system is a system which actually follows the public health directives. These are things that are there. We need that consistency. I think everyone understands is that the level and standard of safety expectations for our bars, for our restaurants, for our movie theaters, and all other public venues, for a convention center, where, I might add, a couple of weeks ago, we all saw pictures floating around the dynamics inside the convention center where the Liberals selected their leader. I find it challenging myself to rationalize why there's a set of standards there set by public health, and those same standards are not in place for our school system. Again, going back to what was said yesterday in the briefing, we're not supposed to have large groups, and this isn't my words, this is coming from the healthcare authorities, large groups in small rooms for a long period of time with poor ventilation. This is certainly something that creates concerns when I see the inconsistency between what we've seen to date and what our schools will likely look like. In terms of what it will look like, we would suggest that all measures that are needed to ensure safety need to be in place. We will never know if we've been too cautious, but we most certainly will know if we haven't been cautious enough.
You know, not all schools are able to accommodate the fact that they have to distance students to a certain extent and all that. Like, are you concerned that schools aren't going to be able to accommodate the plan once it comes into place?
Well, though, these comes down to parents. This is why it's so important to engage with, again, Dr. Fitzgerald, Minister Hagee, stated they are public health authorities, provide guidance, but they are not educators, and they would rely on the expertise of educators to implement and develop these things. I'm encouraged to hear that, and I would certainly agree. You need to involve and engage with educators to design this plan. There are a number of things that will be moving. This is why it's so important that that advice, that feedback be taken into account in any plan to safely return. Everyone wants students, everyone recognizes that students need to get back to school. Of paramount and critical importance is that return must be done in a manner that's safe. We do have a fragile school system, and the last thing anyone would want, or at least I would hope anyone would want, was a situation where we need to return back from that. We don't want to move backwards. The best way to ensure we don't move backwards is to have a resilient plan that allows our schools to stay open, that would be able to deal with some flare-ups that may happen.
There's been a lot of discussion about homeschooling and, you know, doing online learning, and I understand that you were a CDLI teacher at one point in your career. What challenges, Dean, do you see teaching students online, especially with the quality of internet in a lot of rural areas like Labrador's Coast?
Well, I think we need to draw a distinction between homeschooling and certainly online remote learning. There are two different things. Under homeschooling, a parent would get approval. That's an important thing to have, to get that approval. And they would engage with following the provincial curriculum guides without necessarily the direct interaction. I think there has been understanding there is a difference. With regards to remote learning, distance learning, and yes, I was a CDLI teacher for a number of years, and there are challenges. The challenges come down to connectivity issues, and these are things that were discussed previously. Device access. There's a number of places on the Labrador Coast, and I've taught in, I would suggest, virtually all those communities over my career, and those students do have real logistical challenges with accessing their materials. Now, reading an article, I believe it may have been last week, the district is looking at some plans to accommodate those situations. These are things that absolutely need to be considered. During my career, there were situations where, for various reasons, a community lost its internet feed. It took a lot of foresight and planning, and these were things that were done. And again, just as I would suggest, made the suggestion before, that's important that consultation be made with educators. I think there also needs to be significant consultation with those that would know how to deliver online education and the experience and challenge they've had. I've said before that in this province, there's approximately 50 educators that have direct experience that, and they would have some sound ideas as to how to accommodate in an environment where learning is compromised because of logistical concerns.
Well, Dean, we're going to leave it there. We only have about 30 seconds before we head off to regional news. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
And that, of course, was president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association, Dean Ingram. Well, what are you doing with your students this year? You know, are you a teacher? Are you a parent? Are you trying to figure out how education is going to be served to those kids who are headed back to school? You can certainly get in touch with us. Call our trap line, email us, or find us on Facebook. Time now for regional news. We'll be back in a moment.